Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hello there, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Bob Doyle. He's best known for the film and book The Secret and talking all about laws of attraction. But now he's focusing his coaching and his training on neuroplasticity and brain rewiring. And he really wants you to become the person that creates the results you want. He's frustrated with seeing folks trying program after program and not getting results. He really, really wants folks to finally get what they want in life without having to adopt any unusual or weird belief system. Just simply changing how your brain is wired. Now, this is a fascinating subject, and I can't wait to jump into it because I am such a geek on working on this with myself right now. So, why wait? Let's introduce Bob. Hey, health junkies, welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and on today's episode, I have Bob Doyle. My goodness, we have so much to talk about, but neuroplasticity and brain rewiring, you guys know I'm all about it, and it's my jam, and it so is Bob's, and he is here to talk all about that. So, Bob, welcome to The Health Fix Podcast.
Thanks, Janine. It's great to be here.
So I have been experiencing, like I said, your emails and watching videos left and right and just consuming lots of information on brain rewiring. And of course, I'm a fan of that. And I think for a lot of people who are listening to the podcast, they've heard, you know, kind of the concept. But, you know, a lot of people still ask me to this day, can I really change my brain? What's this neuroplasticity concept? Yeah. Like, yeah. How do we even go there? So tell us a little bit about really the basis of neuroplasticity. Where does it come from? How do we work with it?
Yeah. So I think what's happening here is that people are overcomplicating it. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to, and when I was teaching law of attraction stuff for like 20 years, and it was the same thing. People are so stuck on trying to understand things that don't really progress them forward. Neuroplasticity is simple. It's just the ability for our brain to change. And if people are wondering, can our brain change? We just need to like really demystify that. Because Okay. Every time you learn something new and you retain it, your brain changes so that it can retain it. There are neural pathways and there's places where all this stuff goes. So as you learn and develop, your brain changes to support how you're changing. And your brain is wired over the course of your life from the time you're born. And when you're born, you have no ability to assess or evaluate the information that's coming in. You're just basically saying yes to everything, which is why we tend to take on the beliefs, limiting or otherwise, of our parents and, of course, the environment that we grew up in. And that becomes our truth. But the thing is, it's not the truth, it's a truth. And so because of your wiring, you act, you make meaning, you do your life in a certain way based on the meaning that you give things, but the action you take gives you the results you get. So if you're not happy with your results, we just need to go back at what is creating the action that's creating those results, and that is your wiring. So transformation, if it's going to last, requires your brain to actually change, not just get this big hurrah moment like, yes, I'm going to be different, you know, but really do the work it takes to change the brain, which is how we learned everything. So this is not a new skill. We're learning. We know how to learn. We learned how to walk and we learned how to talk. We learned all of it. And we can learn how to be a different version of ourselves the exact same way.
Which is so cool. I find that absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I think a lot of people maybe have that thought process of, really, I can change? I can be really a different person. But I think, you know, one of the comments that I saw that you had kind of mentioned in your show notes for me is really a lot of people don't know who they want to be. And so we try to be someone else, but we're kind of like bing, bing, bing all over the place. Tell us really how important that is to have that down.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, in historically, in the world that I was in, there was a lot of conversation around discovering your purpose. Who am I supposed to be? What am I here for? And again, that to me, my opinion, is a waste of a lot of years for some people, because you get to decide who you're going to be. You don't have to wait for it to be shown to you. And people waste literally decades of their life waiting to make a decision about who they're going to be in the world when their brain is actually there ready to be programmed to whomever you want to be. We get this jump start when we're born, like I said before, from the attitudes and opinions of others. But if we wake up and realize, hey, my life doesn't feel like it's working, well, the same brain that got us there can get us where we want to go. We just need to start giving it new information. It's not an issue of, can you do it? You absolutely can. Every human being can do what we're talking about. It's, will you? Will you go through the discomfort that comes with learning anything new? And again, I want to point out that that's true for everything. It's not just how you improve your life. If you learn a new thing that you don't know anything about, there is a certain level of discomfort as you learn new things, as you grow these new neural pathways. It's part, a mandatory and critical part of the experience, which you should be grateful for. But somehow, when it's about our life, and we have different set of rules about how quickly it should go and how it should feel and all those, but there really is no difference. We're just giving our brain new information to work with.
You know, that's fascinating in terms of, okay, I think a lot of people will be like, all right, what kind of new information do I give my brain? Like, how do I really, you know, discover what, you know, what I've been wired with? I think for me, let's use myself, for example, it took a lot of looking out like, okay, oh crap, where did I get that thought from? Mm-hmm. Or why did I do this? Or why did I do that? And, you know, going back through now, we're looking back to purpose and spending years doing that. And I think a lot of people are like, well, I don't really want to go through all that unconscious wiring and undo it, unravel it. So Bob, how do we speed up this process?
Well, rather than unravel it, because a lot of times people spend too much time on their old story. So they just keep telling it to themselves.
Yeah.
The neural pathways will die if we stop giving them attention. Uh-huh. So instead of trying to go back and spend all this time unraveling, and look, if we know why we're whacked, you know, great, it helps. Because then that way we can say, oh, it was just a thing. And it's not true. It's just this thing happened. And that's how I interpret it. But we don't have, if we don't know what it is, we don't have to chase it. All we need to know is like, I don't want this feeling. What's the feeling I would like? When people are asked, I don't know who to be. Okay, well, you're overcomplicating it again. Mm-hmm. Let's start at how you currently feel disempowered. Unless, how would you rather feel? Like, let's chip away at it that way. The other way is to look at people who inspire you. That's a starting point. If there's somebody out there in the world doing like something similar to you, living a version of your, what are they doing that's different than you? What are the traits that they have, that they have displayed? What's the work? What's the effort? What's been their journey? And are you willing to take it or something similar? If you're not, then it's not a powerful enough vision for you. It's not non-negotiable, like walking was and talking was and all those other things that you were willing to make all the mistakes to do. Again, this is your life. It's the most important thing. And we stop ourselves for the craziest reasons.
It's true. It's true. We get in our heads, I think, a lot about things like, we'll remember, like, well, dad told me I wasn't smart. Or, you know, mom said I needed to be this type of person. And it's incredible how we replay those stories over and over and over.
Yes. Because again, when those things were said, we didn't know that we could evaluate and assess or override it. Yeah. We just said, oh, okay, well, dad said it. It must be true. And it just went in there and it is hardwired. And so even as an adult, when you can logically hear what we're talking about and go, okay, I get it. It's wired. It's not true. Even though you get it on an intellectual level, you've still got your whole lifetime of wiring that's just going to be triggered by all the same stuff. It's going to happen automatically. So it's up to you to say every time it happens for a while to go, just my wiring. How do I want to be instead? That's the only way your brain will change is to replace the old with the new. I don't know what people are expecting, all this magical stuff. You know, again, my history, what people mostly know me for is teaching law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And that has a very magical aura around the whole conversation. And that's what's slowing people down. They're trying to do the magic out there in the world, trying to make all the particles arrange to their bidding without doing the stuff inside. So, you know, when I work with people, it is not about what are the things that you want in your life. That's a start. But what we're really trying to do for somebody is not to attract all this stuff, but is to create you as the person who will attract this stuff, who will effortlessly attract this stuff by the very virtue of who they are being, the actions you're taking, the people you're talking to, how big a game you're playing. It's not just going to happen because you put it on a vision board. The vision board is there to help you see who it helps you move into the feeling of having it now, but who do you need to be to have it? That's the most important thing. Yeah. Because, and again, when you're building your vision, The best thing you can do is to build your vision. Like, what do I want in my life? Is to build it as that future empowered person. What do they want? Their goals and the reasons behind them may be radically different than what you're coming up with now, because when you're first starting this journey, you may be feeling in lack. You may be feeling really, you know, negative things. And so you're trying to create things to solve your problems. Well, the person that you wish to be is not creating out of that, because their problems are solved or whatever. They're in a more empowered space. What are the decisions they make? So this is a huge different paradigm that is actually, it's not complicated. It's very simple. But it takes a while sometimes to get this into people, how simple it can be. You can change your brain. That's all you need to know. And then how do you go about changing it? Well, the same way it was changed in the first place, just different information.
I like that. I like that. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, if I kind of give my own story, you know, I'll kind of throw that in there for folks, because it's no different than many other folks. You know, you're like, I want to be a podcaster, right? And I want to help share lots of cool information with folks online. And then you get these thoughts in your head that are like, yeah, who are you? You're just some girl from Illinois. Nobody knows you. You know, you're not this. And you get that in and you got to be like, nope, stop. I am, you know, I am cool. You know, you got to say whatever you say. So I'm getting this right, right? I'm understanding the concept here, because I'm trying to help folks just to get the concept. You have these thoughts, but then you tell the thoughts to stop and you reinforce with what you're.
Yeah. The only thing, see, now this is a small little fine line distinction here.
Okay.
And good. It may not describe you accurately, but you've given me a great example. So yes, yeah. you're saying, no, I don't want to have not those thoughts. What we want to do is, instead of you being the person who is replacing those thoughts, you are already the person who used to have those thoughts. Uh-huh. It's like, what is the, you know, that when you have that idea, like, I want to do a podcast. So now you put yourself as the person who's already got 200 or 300 podcasts under their belt. They can get whatever guests they want, and you embody that. What do they look like? What do they talk like? How do they address their guests? What is the level of confidence with it? It affects who you're being, rather than someone who with good intention has the someday I'm going to be mentality. And then that's how they speak. Even if they don't use those words, if that's where they're coming from, they're going to occur like that to the people they're reaching out to and everybody they talk about. But if they just slip into their badassness now, like, just go ahead and pretend. It's just tell yourself a different story instead of saying, well, it's a long road. I got to do all this, you know, then it's going to feel like a longer road. So it's so much about reframing and telling ourselves different stories on an ongoing basis until that becomes more natural, which it will over time.
Gotcha. Yes. Yes. No, that makes perfect sense. And I think for many people, you know, now they're like, oh, that's the work I need to be doing, versus copious amounts of vision boards to the vision board to the vision board.
And well, I think so, because the vision board will be much more clear and more, it's going to be a better vision board if you decide who you're going to be first. It's going to be more exact. It's going to be more specific to who that person is than if you don't do that.
Now, I have some people that I've talked to that will even speak, like, you know, words like I'm already, you know, I'm a top podcaster, blah, 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 you know, and for some people, they're like, oh, that feels weird because I'm saying things that haven't happened yet. But I feel like there's a lot of worth in saying things out loud and sharing with friends, you know, more or less your vision of sense. How would you explain that kind of concept to folks?
Well, so first of all, the speaking it out loud thing, you know, it only works if you buy it, right? And you embody that, you know, you be that. You don't just say it and then play small. I don't like to say the whole fake it till you make it thing. It's like you just, and or even the act as if. What I say is be as if. So like, really just think about, part of my process with people is, and it's, there's an everyday aspect to it, because this is about continually sending your new messages to your brain. So there's visualization that starts with at the beginning of each day, where you look ahead to what the things that you know are facing you that day, and deciding, who do I want to be in this situation? Like, if you have a meeting with somebody who you know sometimes triggers you in a negative way. How would you like to be? You get to rehearse it and rehearse and rehearse it. This is the power of our brain and why it's such a strong reality creation machine. Because as we tell these things, to, as we rehearse it with full, like as realistically as we can and all the emotion, we are creating chemical changes in our brain. We are creating neural pathways. This is why athletes can rehearse their shots in their mind and musicians can rehearse their in their mind, and it can translate. And it's the same thing here. You can rehearse your being in your mind. You don't have to wait until the situation comes in and says, oh, well, what's my new story? You know, it's all story. The story that you were telling, you said, this is what prompted this. Mm-hmm. People feel like they're lying to themselves, right? When they tell themselves this new story, but guess what? You're lying to yourself right now with the limiting story. And you've been doing it for years. This is nothing new. So let's just try a different story. It's going to feel weird at first because you're ingrained with the other one. It's natural for it to feel weird. You should celebrate that it feels weird because that means you're up against the limits and now you're about to push past them. Discomfort and all of that is a reason to celebrate, not a reason to retreat.
Absolutely. 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 I like that. I like that. Do you find that in your work with people that sometimes there's a lot of coaching around helping the different stories, you know, in terms of, because I feel like I would come in and be like, so this is the story I want to tell myself. What do you think about this story? Do you find that that's a thing?
It's only and always a thing. It's so when people come in and they tell me their story, right? And it's always a story about why they're not there yet. Right. In some way, shape or form. So I say, OK, great. Now, never tell that story again, ever, if you're really committed, because the person who is going to be that successful, they don't have that story. They're not carrying that story around. They could not be that person and have that story. So are you willing to give it up? Because the reason you have it is to justify your situation that you don't want. So stop justifying it. It doesn't need to be there. What's the new story? And know, of course, that it's going to feel weird at first, but it's going to feel better and better as you do it. And then you just be the person in the story you're telling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's a lot, and I find it a lot in my industry being a doc, that there's a lot of addiction to victimhood and a lot of addiction to that, you know, terrible story that's there, that whether it gives you attention, whether, you know, it's serving you in some way if you keep telling that story. So I wonder how much of this and letting go of the stories has to be or do with letting go of some sort of addiction or something that's serving someone. And that's why we can't do it.
I totally agree. So there's a couple of things there. Yes, the chemical addiction, like we all know that feeling of like when we're mad at somebody or whatever, and we feel justified for it, like we'll bring on some really crappy feelings and yet feel there's this sort of like about it. You know what I mean? It's like there is something that you're addicted to that even though it's not a positive feeling, you keep going back to it. You keep bringing it up. It might be anger. It might feel, you know, what any of these negative things that you feel justified for, that you get to be right about something. It's all this really nasty little mix of chemistry that keeps bringing you back. So you've got to give your body something that's better than that. Because it wants that. So it wants that feeling, even though it's yucky, it has that, it's familiar and there's an addiction. So you have to replace it with something. So the only way you're going to do that is to create a vision that is really, really inspiring to you and to see in this vision, the benefits of letting go of all that old story and those feelings. How much better can your life be? What action would you be freed up to take if you didn't keep telling your story about why you shouldn't or couldn't take it, or what will they say about it? Like it, and when you imagine it and really play it out, like if I change in this way and take this action, what's the long-term impact, and see how it will actually give you the life you want when it becomes real, like logically real. Like if I take, it's not magical anymore, but of course, if I take this action that's different, then they're going to respond different and we can move forward. But if every time this happens, I retreat and justify for whatever reason, it's their fault, it's my fault, I'm not good enough, I am good enough, they don't get me, whatever it is, I'm never going to get there. So we have to be willing for radically different ideas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And open to change, open to being a different person. I love it. I love it. So, you know, folks might be listening right now being like, okay, Bob, I get this. Okay. I think I could do something like this. What would be something that they could do every day, just right now, one thing that they could do to start moving the process forward. And then of course we got to talk about your Evolve Your Excellence program here in a minute, but tell us a little about like, what can they do? What's one thing?
Well, just exactly like I just mentioned before about that starting your day with visualizing who you want to be in that situation, that alone, I mean, people have been talking about this visualizing your day for a really long time. And there's real power in it as long as you understand that there's power in it. Like going through a visualization exercise and then going back to your old way of thinking, waiting for the magic to happen without you doing anything is not going to work. The visualization should say, yes, that's who I'm going to be today. And then it's up to you to step into being that. So again, the one thing you could, now before you do any of this though, you'd ask a little bit about like, how does a person know what their autopilot wiring is? Because that's the first step, because we can't see 90 something percent of it, because to us, it's the truth. It's not wiring. We don't see that we're making all these unconscious decisions, but a coach or somebody, you know, if you put yourself in the right environment, you know, you can get that feedback and be able to reframe. But sometimes this rewiring process requires knowing how you are in autopilot so that you can then recognize it. That's the behavior. The biggest skill I'm teaching people is waking up. Mm-hmm. You know, because with awareness comes the choice. When you're aware that you're acting in autopilot, and even more so that this behavior does not serve you, now you have the ability to do a different behavior. If you don't have that, if you don't know you're in autopilot, you're just going to do the behavior. Like, well, this is what the world dealt me, and I have no other way to be because this is who I am. This is the truth, right? So we're about exposing that. So what we do first is, so you even know what to visualize, right? To even know what the thing is that you want to change is we have a quiz. It's 60 seconds. It's free. I invite everybody to take it. It's a transformation personality type quiz. And what it does is it identifies these characteristics in you that I've seen over 20 years of coaching people tend to lead to self-sabotage. And these are traits. So there's these different archetypes, if you will. And you can test for more than one on any given day. Any information you have about your autopilot behavior is valuable. But again, once you do the quiz, it'll identify, okay, these are probably the things that you're doing that stop you. Do these seem familiar? And most people say, yeah, that's me. All right. And then we tell you, here are some things you can do with that type. There's nothing wrong with these types. And just because you are this type, it doesn't mean you're going to sabotage or slow down or anything. But if you are feeling like you're spinning your wheels, if you do feel like, oh, I keep getting the opposite results, any of that stuff, you're going to find a pattern in your behavior, and the quiz helps you shine a light on it so that then you say, okay, well, that's the behavior I'm going to go after changing.
Yes. Yeah. The quiz was enlightening for me, and folks, it's a fun quiz to take. And then Bob gives you a nice video with an email kind of explaining you and what your issue is. And I was like, yep, spot on to the T. You know, it was just like, yes, this is it. Oh my goodness. So, you know, I think for anyone who's struggling with trying to get to the next level in life, or just not happy with where you're at, you know, wherever it may be, whether it's relationships, career, et cetera, I feel like this applies to everything, because a lot of people will think about this stuff in terms of, well, I'm okay with my career. Why do I need to change? Well, what about relationships, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say this, you know, you could look at this in any aspect.
Yeah, we're here to look. This is the most woo-woo thing I'll say in this conversation. But, you know, we pretty much know the universe is energy. Everything is energy, and we're a part of the universe. So that's first really clear distinction. It's not us and the rest of the universe. We're all a part of this ocean of energy. And one of the things we know about the universe is that it is always expanding. So it is our nature as a piece of the universe to expand and grow. And if we do not, we feel it. And everybody who's listening to me knows what I'm talking about. When you stop following your dreams, or when you give up on it, or when you rationalize why you can't have the life you want, you start to die inside on some level. And that's when resentment and depression and anger and blame and the whole thing starts. And that's why there's therapy. You know, it's just like if we cannot express who we are in here to be, it's in us, we know it. And some people start denying it when they feel like they can't have it, but it's in us. We know we have this dream and we start to follow it. If anything makes us believe we can't have it, that's when the misery starts. And it doesn't happen to everybody. We see people out there living their dreams. We know it's possible. They just took different action. They made different meaning out of things, where some people say, well, I guess that means the universe doesn't want it for me. That the person who succeeded goes next, next, next. And you learn to be that level of excellence. It's not, if you want to be a rock star, if you want to be a whatever, then go take freaking singing lessons. It's not magic. These people took a journey. You need to take a journey too. Just because there is a law of attraction and that you can have some impact over how things attract doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You do a lot.
Right. Oh, that's amazing just to think about it that way. And I think for a lot of people, this is what they need to hear. So that being said, I mean, that's mic drop right there. So now we have to go and tell everybody how they work with you so that they can get you signed up and get signed up with you and get going on it. So we've got Evolve Your Excellence. Folks, if you've been following anything of Bob's, it was formerly called Boundless Living Challenge. But now we've got Evolve Your Excellence. Tell us a little bit about the program, how they can sign up, all of that. I know we got to take a quiz first.
Yeah, the quiz helps. The quiz helps both of us. The quiz helps you understand your autopilot behavior, so you can be on the lookout. And it definitely helps me as a coach to be able to say, "Ah, there it is," you know, because sometimes you still won't see it. And so it's and then once you take the quiz, that's when you start learning about the program, Evolve Your Excellence, which is a community based program. Because what I've again, 20 years of teaching this, training this, coaching this, speaking it, doing the whole thing. So in this, I'm like, what works the best? What are the elements that people actually need? Because basically, if you're on your own on any personal development endeavor, if you don't have some kind of help from the outside, you're going to quit. Because, and it's not because you're a failure, there's anything wrong with the program, you've reached the limits of your wiring. You got no more resources. You see the truth as much as, even if you're as open-minded as you can be, there are still things you're not going to see. And so then you reach the level of frustration. Then you go find, well, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? So anyway, so we have the community support, we have weekly coaching. So every week I meet with everybody and we do some laser coaching. And that reframe is so important, because you can so easily over the course of a week fall back into old patterns. So that constant reframe, constant. So we have the morning exercise and the evening exercise. We have, you know, tools for emotional, when we have those emotional upheavals, which will happen because we're wired to have them. And the chemistry is flooding through our body and we just want to go back to our autopilot behavior. We have a whole suite of tools that you can use in those moments to deal with that overwhelm so that you can make a more conscious choice. So it's really about the repetition. It's about the, and you do have this community of people who are all on the same page. A lot of times out there in the world, one of the types that you can test for is the people pleaser, who stops themselves when the people around you start to doubt your vision. Mm-hmm. And it happens all the time, parents and friends and all this. Sometimes they're well-meaning, sometimes they're just jealous, sometimes whatever. But if you're at all ever stopped by, you know, somebody from the outside and their opinion, you will appreciate the value of a community of people who go, you got this. You absolutely have this. And not just my way of reframing it, but a bunch of other people's way to reframe it too. So these are all the tools I know are, to me, are the most efficient. We don't spend a bunch of time going, here are the parts of the brain and here's where it's stored, because then we're just doing the same thing with the law of attraction. Well, here's one approach to a vision board, and you should, not important. It's not important. What's important is that you feed your brain new, more empowering information on a regular basis and less to the old wiring. And so we've created a support system that helps you do that, that rewards you with every step you take, gives you little points for completing tasks, because your brain loves that. They love the little dopamine hit, and it's all about completion and commitment and all of those things. So we feel like we've got a really good sort of laboratory for rewiring. And my experience with people is that transformation and the results and the indicators that stuff is happening are way faster than when they wait 3 weeks to manifest a cup of coffee and then they celebrate all day. It's like, wow, we could have gotten so much more done, you know, if we just went right to what is the issue. It's how your brain's processing. Let's change the processing.
I love it. It's like manifesting with a purpose behind it here versus, and with the thought process along with it versus just blindly manifesting.
Yeah, and trying to make it as effortless as possible. Because we're wired and we do behaviors on autopilot and we effortlessly get our results, whether we like them or not. We're just being us and we're doing autopilot and this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. But if we change our wiring and do different behaviors and get excellent results and we do it over and over till we're wired, then excellent results are our autopilot results. That's what we're going for.
Gotcha. Switching over. I like it. Now, I bet a lot of people are thinking, well, how long is the program? You know, what's the website? How do we sign up? Give us the deal here.
So the program, we start with a 45-day jumpstart. That's where there's every day there's new content, a short little distinction to watch that you can just kind of bring into your day to help you again with your awareness and what to do in it. So that 45-day jumpstart is the most intensive daily type of thing. And then they can stay in the group as long as they would like to get the support. Rewiring is a personal thing. And this is the thing, this is my frustration with the personal development industry and setting people's expectations up. Nobody can tell you how long it's going to take for you to rewire your brain on a permanent basis. All we can do is give you the environment to support that change. And so, but your stories and your wiring and the experiences you've had, it may take a little while to replace those things or untangle them or however you want to look at them. But what we do know is that if you continually replace those thoughts, you will change your brain. So whether it's a week, a month or a year, but like I say, you can get results in a day by just taking a different action. When you take a different action out in the world, then the world has to respond differently. And now you've started the snowball and then now you're in it. You just keep doing those things. And so it really is about how consistently you're sending your brain these new messages and embodying it in your being to determine how fast it will take place and be permanent.
Consistency. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's a good thing to mention that you can't put an amount of time on it. And that's why I wanted you to talk about that, because there are so many programs out there that are like, in 8 weeks, you will have a new brain. And I found in all of the things I've done, you know, if that was the case, boy, you know.
You'll have a new brain in 8 weeks if you do these things exactly as we say every day. If you don't, 8 weeks being in a program doesn't mean anything. You got to do the stuff that will change your brain. It's so logical, and people try and make it mystical or magical or think they can sneak around it or find a shortcut. Folks, you learned everything this way. Every single thing in your life, you learn this way. Why are you trying to figure out a new magical way to do it? Just do the same thing. It's just a different subject. It's you.
Love it. Focus on you. Work on your thoughts. Become who you want to be. One thought at a time.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us about, well, your program, your evolve, your excellence, but also just all your knowledge, you know, even the law of attraction things, everything that came from The Secret. It's great stuff. I think, you know, folks can benefit from all of it. So can folks find you on social media? Where can they find you so that we can.
I'm frighteningly easy to find. I've been on this thing for quite a while. So there's YouTube channels and Facebook and Instagram. There's really just search Bob Doyle and it's no shortage of social out there.
All right, folks, you heard it here, because I would absolutely agree. And he's got some really great resources. I found myself sucked in for quite a few hours over the last couple weeks. And, you know, the program's great. And I'm, you know, definitely always trying to expand my way of thinking and improve myself. So I'm thinking about jumping in and thinking, well, maybe we do a repeat after I jump into the next 45 days of fun.
I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
All right, let's do it then. Thanks again for coming on, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Janine.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.